Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy and Dave Cruz.
Have you ever been on a terrible date? 215-263-6700. I know. We want to hear your bad date stories because I'm not sure that you can stack up against this one. And just a warning that there's a little bit of a Bachelor spoiler in here. So, you know, they're filming The Bachelor right now. And the guy who's The Bachelor, Peter Weber. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Peter Weber, his producers set him up on these dates. Right. So there's all the women and then he picks the women and then the producers set up the date.
Right.
So I don't know.
Nice dates. They'd go to fancy places. Yeah.
Yeah. So he took one of the women to a concert. And that seems pretty cool. And it was like, you know, like an outdoor thing, like a festival type of a thing. And I don't know if the producers knew this. So they were setting this up for disaster. But it happened. So Peter takes his date to what happens to be a Chase Rice concert. Mm-hmm. With a girl who just happened to break up with Chase Rice before she went on The
God.
Bachelor.
These producers are jerks.
So, of course, she doesn't know that's where they're going. And yeah. He doesn't know that she just broke up with him. So they get there to the show and everyone recognizes him. Everyone knows who Pete, right? Because all these women are there. And so they all have their phones out. So it's all been caught on camera of Chase Rice performing and Peter Weber dancing with this bachelorette that's on The Bachelor, and she won't look at the stage. Clearly keeps hiding her face. Like, she is uncomfortable. And, he pulled her up onto a stage, so it's just hordes of people, and then these two on the stage dancing together.
No.
And then finally, the next clip is you see her she's walking first with her head down, like dragging him behind her, just trying to get out of there.
That is awful.
I mean,
it's fun. I want to watch it.
It's hilarious. But, it makes me want to watch The Bachelor next season for sure. But I saw that story and I watched those videos and I thought, I don't know if anybody can beat that. That is a bad date.
Yeah, it is. So 215-263-6700, talking bad dates. Have you had an awful date back in your dating time?
I have, for sure. I was on a date with a guy that I didn't want to go out with, but he went to the private school. And so my mom was like, just go out for dinner. He's a nice boy. He goes to the private school. So this was the day after my prom. And I went to my prom with someone else who I was just friends with. So it wasn't like I was, wasn't a thing. But I was exhausted because it was prom night the night before, right? So This was my excuse to get out of the date, but I couldn't. So he shows up. My mom and I are looking out the window because we see the car pull up. And he's driving a tan van.
All right.
And he gets out. And
says love right there.
He's wearing shoes with no socks, shorts, and a button-down shirt. I mean, so not terrible. Like, this was the early 90s.
I do love, by the way, the intricate detail that you remember. You probably can't remember what you had for breakfast Saturday, but you remember exactly what this guy was wearing from head to toe.
I don't even remember what his name was, but it was he did not leave me with a good impression. So he was a friend of a friend, so I didn't really know him. So he goes around and he slides the van door open, and I was like, Mom, you can't let me. Like, honest, as a good mom, you can't let me get in that van. And she's like, he goes to the private school. So he slides the van door open and he pulls out a sport coat. So now he's got shorts.
Wow, it's just quite a look.
Right. Shoes with no socks and a button-down shirt and a sport coat. And he comes to the door, and as he's my parents were like, well, young man, we need to know a little more about you, And I'm counting on my dad, because my mom is like smitten because he goes to the private school.
Dad's got your back.
Dad's
got my
No. My dad laughed and let me go. This guy was so arrogant while talking to my parents about how great he is. And I'm probably going to get a scholarship to all these wonderful schools. And I'm brilliant. And I'm my winning personality. And I was like, I want to punch you in the head. So anyway, we went to dinner. I asked him to take me home because that was the plan. Dinner and then home. And then he wouldn't.
I'm worried, based on your impression, that he was 80 years old and British, maybe.
He might have, okay. It would have had a better time, and it would have been a better story. So, no, then he passes the roads going to my house, and I was like, dude, I live that way. I didn't say dude because I didn't say that when I was back in then. High school. But anyway, hey, Jerko, I live that way. And he was like, no, I thought we would go for a walk. So he takes me 20 minutes away. God, now it's like kidnapping, right? To a park. So we get to the park and it's nighttime and we're not supposed to be in the park. And you know, who hangs out in a park at night? Bad kids who are drinking beer. And apparently this guy who gets out of the car and runs over and opens my door. Okay, so chivalry isn't dead. And then he gets out his guitar. And he plays Hotel California. Yeah. This song still, I'm not kidding, it makes me throw up in my mouth. So the longest song in the history of music.
It's really long, yeah.
Yeah. And he sits on a stump. And he's
playing this whole part too?
Yeah. I think because he wanted to draw the crowd, Dave. So now all these people are coming. All of these ne'er-do-wells.
We're going to let this play, by the way.
They're all gathering around us drinking Bush Light. They are. These were bad
the
kids. The
ne'er-do-wells with their Bush Lights.
Yeah. And they're like heckling him. And I'm just standing there mortified. I was like, please just take. I asked him at least three times to take me home. And then finally the song ends. Thank God. I mean, you can imagine. We haven't even gotten to the words yet, people. This is how long this song is. There it is. So, yeah, and he sang. He didn't just play. He sang.
Now, hold on. Was he pretty good?
No! No! So we get back to the car, finally, after this long, awful experience. And he says, I'm like saying prayers. Thank God this is, and it's just, he's going to take, he's like, my sister lives right around the corner and she just baked cookies. I looked at him and I was like, you're going to take me home right now. I was furious. I mean, it was like my last date.
Oh my gosh.
And then I met Leonard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say then 2 years later, you married the same man.
No. My first date with Leonard was much, much better.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He didn't sing? Did Leonard sing for you?
Oh, no. He knows better.
He knows better?
That would have been.
How great would it be if he busted this out?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, I'm going to cry.
Still 5 minutes left in the song, by the way, Andy.
It's awful.
So we're looking for your bad date stories. Karen, what is your story?
Well, I met this guy online. He said, hey, let's meet. Let's go to dinner. It's short because I haven't talked to him for a while. While we're at dinner, his girlfriend shows up.
No! How did you know it was his girlfriend? What happened?
Oh, because we're sitting at the table and she showed up and she basically announced herself. I'm not going to say the word she said, but she looked at him and said, who is this? And of course I said, no, who are you? And
oh my
she said,
goodness.
I'm his 2-year-long girlfriend that he lives with.
Ew!
Oh my gosh.
Apparently, somebody at the restaurant who knew her saw us and took a picture and sent it to her.
Oh, my goodness.
So how did it end then?
It ended by me just saying, you know what? He's your problem.
Yeah, that's right. Bravo.
Bought an Uber and left.
That's hilarious.
Awesome.
I mean, and horrifying. All of the same.
Well, later, what I found out, because we were supposed to have dinner and go back to his place. So I'm thinking, how are we going to go back to his place if he lives with
right,
her?
Like, what was his plan?
Because his brother was out of town, and we were going to go to his brother's place, which he was using as his place.
This guy's got it.
Wow,
he's got a
he's
whole
trying
plan.
To work. Yeah, did you at least stick around long enough to get a free meal out of it?
Listen, I got the dinner down because we were about to start dessert. So, at least I got dinner now.
Yeah, like, I'll take the tiramisu to go.
All right. Yeah, but not somebody you're expecting to show up while you're on a date.
Certainly not, Karen. Sure. Thanks so much for sharing. All right, let's check in with Dogman. This also has to do with the prom, Dogman, right?
Hey, Andy. Yeah, I was asked by a girl's mother if I would take her daughter to her senior prom.
Okay, hold. Wait, just pause for a second. I would kill my mom if she scoped out a guy to take me to my prom.
Yeah.
Like that. So why did the mom have to ask? Why did she have to find the date? I don't understand.
If I could show you a picture of the girl that I was with, You might understand why I got paid to take this girl to her prom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Yet your name is Dogman.
We get it, yeah.
How did it go? Did you marry her?
Well, I picked the girl up, you know, and went to the house, took some pictures of us, you know, with her cousin and her date. We got to the prom. We sat down to dinner. A kid across the table said something to her. She proceeded to get up, grabbed the kid by the collar, punched him in the nose, put him on the floor.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh!
That's awesome!
Wow.
She came back to the table. We, you know, we sat, we ate dinner. I'm just, like, very edgy. Like, what the hell is going on? About an hour later, she brought me my, you know, brought us our coats and said, we're ready to leave.
Okay. Well, she knows.
I was like, okay. I was taking her home, and by the time I had the car up to the front, you know, up to the front of her house, she was already out the door, up the steps, in her kitchen door, or whatever. Wow. I was like, okay. Her mom paid me $250 cash.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dog man, that is crazy.
Got paid $250 to be a bouncer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Wow, dog man, that is fantastic.
Great story.
If I can find the picture, I'll have to bring it in.
Oh, I would 100% love to see it.
Dress all covered in blood.
Yeah. All right. So, terrible date stories.
92.5 XTU. Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show. Along with Andy, I'm Dave Cruz.
Oh,
I'm really enjoying this. We're talking about bad dates.
I hope that you're paying attention, Dave, because you're single and you're still wooing the ladies.
Can I tell you, the last date I went on, I met a girl for coffee, and then she asked me if we wanted to get something to eat, and she's brought me back to her place to make me. So, yeah, I know, right? So I'm like, I can't even screw this up. She made me kale soup. I know, right? Obviously, the relationship wasn't going to work out. I haven't eaten kale since. Why would I?
That is disgusting. Yeah,
that's how to drive a guy out of your place. Maybe she wasn't interested. I don't know. So we have Lexi, rather, on the line. Lexi, what's your bad date story?
So first date, we went to a bar in Phoenixville, about 30 minutes from my house. And he said, well, let's meet at this bar. I said, okay. And we were watching the 76ers game when they were in the playoffs. So sitting there, and I looked nice. I came from work. And he was wearing sweatpants.
Ew.
Like, he rolled out of bed, was wearing sweatpants.
I proceeded
to get a drink and some food, and he told the bartender we were on separate checks.
Ew!
With his water and tacos that he ordered.
I want to hang out with this guy. He sounds fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So, end of the first half of the game comes, and I said, okay, like, I got to go home because it's a 30-minute drive. I have to get up at 6 for work. So he walks me to my car, gives me a kiss, and I'm like, I'm not interested, but thanks. And then walks me to my car, and we say goodbye. And I tell my best friend all of this, and she's like, he didn't have a car, Lex.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he told me he walked to the bar. It was a 15-minute walk to his house. And she's like, I can guarantee you he does not have a car.
He doesn't have a car. Well, he doesn't have a lot of things.
Yeah.
Lexi, let's be honest. He doesn't have couth. He doesn't have, right? I mean, you don't meet a girl for drinks and then eat tacos.
Split the check.
Gross. All of that is disgusting. That's bad. All right. So far, that's a good one. Thank you, Lexi. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're glad you got out alive. Yeah.
Good morning, Mandy. What is your bad date story?
All right. So I had gotten picked up by this guy in his dad's 2019 Mercedes.
Ooh.
And he got out of the car to greet me, and he's wearing red basketball shoes and basketball shorts and athletic t-shirt.
No!
We were going to a super fancy Italian restaurant.
Oh, my gosh!
So I'm all dressed up in, like, a nice dress and heels and whatever, and he's wearing that. So.
Did you say something to him?
Well, he made the reservation, so
So he knew where you were going.
I know.
But Andy, would you say something at that point and go, dude, right. Come on.
My 45-year-old self certainly would, you know, but my 20-something-year-old self would not have. I would have just been like, okay, like, hold your breath and just know that this is going to be a good story, right? Because isn't that always good? At least if it's a horrible time, you try to get a good story out of it. And that certainly is one that you'll never forget, Mandy.
Well, I mean, he also ordered my food for me, so... That was fun.
How does that work?
Like, picked the meal and everything.
Ow.
That's aggressive.
that's where, again, the Andy Summers now would be like, no, I'm going to order what I want. You order what you want.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really mind that. I like being taken care of, but not by a guy wearing basketball shorts. Right? That's where I draw the line.
If he popped out of the Mercedes wearing the Armani suit to go to the nice restaurant, then yes, order whatever you want.
Okay. My friend. I'll eat whatever you want. Right. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Mandy.
And finally, Laura, good morning. We're talking about bad dates. What is your story?
So I met this guy online, and when I met him in person, he smelled so bad. I couldn't stand it that I had to go and fake being sick.
So did he smell bad because you didn't like his cologne, or what? Did he have body odor? Describe the smell for us this morning.
It was body odor. It was like someone who just showered in weeks.
Oh my gosh.
It was really, really bad. I've never smelled anything like that before.
Which, doesn't every single guy have like a backup can of Axe somewhere in the car to cover it up, or one of those Pine Tree air fresheners? I don't know.
Just rub that on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah, bad smells. I mean, Dave, you know me and my nose.
Oh, yeah, that would be an immediate turnoff.
That would
right
be
away.
Awful. Yeah, so many great
that's
stories.
That's terrible. We're sorry, Laura. We're sorry. If it makes you feel better, Andy.
Oh, no, not this again.
How about this for you? Brings back glorious memories.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.